live from the Sports Network studio, Bishop Hendrickson High School, Warwick, Rhode Island. It's time for the Hawks Hockey Podcast. Stone Freeman alongside Rem Morris. Remy, usually on podcasts, we're more or less analyzing our sports teams here, but today we have two special guests, sophomore Patrick Kramer and senior goaltender Matt Keneally. Guys, how are we?
Great, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Having some fun. Rem, how about yourself? What are you up to?
Not much. Missing trigonometry right now.
So nice.
Got to make up some work.
Nice.
How about you?
I'm having fun right now. I got a free period, so we're just going to do a little podcast, get to know these hockey players a little bit on their what's been a good season so far. So let's recap so far. Guys, overall, what has been not necessarily a moment, but maybe the game that kind of pushed you guys over the edges and your confidence made you guys really feel cohesive as a team?
I think the 5-0 win over LaSalle really put us over the top. It was a pretty convincing win, which we needed after losing to them early in the season.
Yeah, definitely. And that that early loss, I think that really pushed us to have a better season and mesh more as a team.
Now, this past weekend was tough. Obviously, I believe it was a 2-1 loss to LaSalle, and then the tie with Mount 3-3. You guys just want to talk about those games real quick?
I don't think we should have a problem beating Mount or LaSalle. If we don't take penalties and we have good goaltending and we score goals, we won't lose to them again.
Goaltending, yeah. That Mount game was awfully tough. You know, they had a lot of emotion going into it after what happened. And LaSalle game, I mean, it's always tough playing them, especially when we're up at Mount. And, I mean, they're a good team. We're a good team, and we got to figure out how to put the biscuit in the basket.
There we go. Well, you guys said goaltending and goal scoring is what it's going to come down to. Well, I'd have to say those two categories fit you two quite well, as Kramer's a great goal scorer for the team and Keneally the starting goaltender. But as for the season as a whole, you guys both have varsity experience. Where does it stack up with maybe seasons in the past? How's the team feel overall?
Very good. I think what helped Pat and I the most was being in the finals last year and actually not winning. That really left a mark on us, and I really hope and know that won't happen again.
Yeah, you know, that's true, but also our senior captains, you know, and all the seniors. I mean, great leadership and just really lead the way for us to the end, hopefully.
We already talked about Drew Brees a little bit, so we can put that aside. Aside from that, who's been the biggest surprise on the team?
Definitely, I'm going to have to say Jason Como.
Well, good night, Jim Kite. You know, he just bangs bodies back there and, you know, solid D-man, doesn't really score much, but gets the puck out of the zone nice and clean.
Definitely the hardest working kid on the ice.
Yeah. Most entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. Great individual. Always, you can count on him giving you a good chuckle on all your old social media networks. All right, Matt, we'll focus on you real quick, and then we'll go back to Patrick. But you having fun this year? How you feeling in net, your confidence level, your trust in your guys? How's it feeling?
Definitely confident. I mean, after tying and losing over the weekend, I mean, it happens, and it won't happen again, but I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I actually have my own question here.
That's fine.
I know there's some playoffs in between the state championship. I think if we stay in the same position, we'll be facing Smithfield. So, assuming we do make it, what adjustments do you guys have to make? We lost last year, so what adjustments do you have to make this year? Assuming we make it back.
You know, just I think our overall effort, you know, it gets on the big stage like that, everybody kind of feels a little timid. Just gotta put all that behind you and, you know, you know, have a confidence that we didn't have last year, and you know, just do the best we can.
Might have been a little jump there in the audio clip, had a little technical difficulties, but we're back here. Kramer, to you again. Big game against Cranston at their arena earlier this year. You had a 4-goal game, I believe. Am I mm-hmm. back there? Am I correct there?
Yeah, Smithfield.
Smithfield. I knew it wasn't at Cranston, but you're playing Cranston again this upcoming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You going to feed off of that game, or do you kind of put that game in the back of your mind and focus on the new goals and things like that.
You definitely focus on the new goals, but you go in with that confidence knowing that, you know, you can do that. And, you know, my line mates, they're always helping me out, you know, putting the puck on my stick when this should be.
Well, I've been noticing walking around school that Tim Poulin has a cast on. Is everything good there? Can you disclose anything to us? Do you want to be back?
I think I'll take this. You know, Tim's all set. He'll be back. You know, he might miss this weekend, but I mean, other than that, I think he'll be ready for the playoffs. A little sprained wrist. Nothing too bad.
Just curious. You see a kid walking around with a bright red cast, kid like Tim, you get a lot of questions.
All right. Let's see what we got next year. Favorite sports network personality and why?
Oh, before we go there, we're going to go to a new segment. It's called the Fast Five and Why. It's a new segment here at the Sports Network. We'll be asking anybody that ever enters our studio or anybody that's on interview. It's five questions. You got to tell us and why, though. And you're not timed, but you got to give us reasons. Now, these guys have been thinking about these questions for a little bit now, so they had some prior time to think about this, but overall, we'll try to go as quick as we can here just to make it a little bit interesting. First question is, like Ram said, Ram, repeat it just for one.
Favorite sports network personality and why?
I'm going to have to say Stone Friedman.
Yeah, Stone.
The enthusiasm is impeccable.
Wow, that's a vocab point.
Infectious.
Infectious. Wow, two vocab points, one for Feeney, one for Keneally over here. Kramer, what would you say?
I don't want to pick one guy out, you know?
We at the network, we're all about making fun of each other, so all
right, don't be afraid. I guess Dez, you know, he's a pretty good kid. Dez, behind the camera a lot, you know?
Yep.
He does a good job.
Yeah. One of our track broadcasters. Yes, yeah.
Sophomore.
Sophomore class represent. Kramer, of course, a sophomore. Second question for you two. SpongeBob or Patrick, and why?
I'm going to go Patrick just because of his name.
Oh, there we go. SpongeBob because of your name?
I'm going to have to say SpongeBob.
SpongeBob just pulls so many holes in, you know, just like you Swiss cheese.
Everything's going by.
He's got holes in his game.
Jeez. A chirp fest. Number three, a movie that made you cry and why?
Well, I have not seen 50 Shades of Grey, but I think I would cry during that movie.
It's a great film. I'm going to have to go Marley and Me.
Stone, what's yours?
The ending, you know, really just broke me down. Didn't build me back up.
You know, I hear you with the Marley and Me thing, but if this was directed at me, it'd probably be The Lion King when Mufasa is crushing. You hear Simba and he's like, Dad, Dad. His dad's not there.
Yeah.
It really just...
For me, it's Prince of Terabithia. You ever seen that?
Yeah. Richard Terabithia.
When he got home and he heard out the news, it's tough to keep a dry eye.
Yeah. Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web.
Mine was Zero Dark 30, because they just got Bin Laden.
That's a good one.
Tears to
mine. That's a good one. Saving Private Ryan.
Another good one.
Yeah. We could have a movie discussion.
Yeah, we could.
This is good.
Good movie,
Rem, you said Richard Terabithia, though.
Yeah.
It's
a sleeper pick.
I guess so, man. It's a late round draft pick, man. Wow. All right, this is a more easy one for you. Your favorite color and why?
I'm just gonna have to say green.
Just all right.
Bleed green and gold
That's what we like.
I'm gonna go red because my hair color. Yeah, everybody wants it, and not everybody has it.
I understand why you'd pick red, and for Keneally, the green. You must love this room, man.
Absolutely.
If you've seen our network studio, it's green head to toe. We had Mr. Ben up here one day painting it with us and got the job done, so now it's nice and green. But thank you for the favorite color. Now we got the last question of the day, and this will go to all of us because I'm interested to see what Ren has to say, too. DT Barron is cited wearing a bright orange coat around school, Sports Network personality DT Barron, and Mr. Feeney has his luscious hair. You had to pick between either DT Barron's orange coat or Feeney's hair, what would you pick?
You know, I went with hair on the last one, so I'm going to have to go with DT Barron's coat just because it's beautiful.
It would kind of go with your hair.
Same it would, color. Yeah, exactly.
Same
yeah.
Color.
Okay. I'm going to have to pick the coat too just because I don't want my hair looking like Mr. Feeney's hair.
Wow. Rem, what about yourself?
I'm picking the hair. I mean, all I have to do is just get up, you know, take a quick shower and just spike it up a little bit, it looks like. Got nothing on the sides here, just on the top. Pretty easy.
I like it because it's the opposite of the grandpa look. The grandpa look is three sides of the head, no hair at the top. Mr. Fina's got hair at the top, no hair on the three sides. It's precise. I like it. Well, that's the first ever Fast Five and Why, featuring our first two guests, Matt Keneally and Patrick Kramer. And I think that's going to wrap it up here for our small podcast for the day. It's been a great time. I'd like to thank these two gentlemen for sitting down with us.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. No, thank you for having us.
For Ren Morris, Matt Keneally, Pat Kramer, Mr. Feeney, I'm Stone Freeman. Good night, or good morning.
And God bless.
God bless.